Chapter 7, Mother, You Bullied the Baby Again. Translator, Bane Unedited, Let's go, follow them over and take a look. Long Yedian's dark gaze was half narrowed, the corners of his mouth hooked into an evil smile. This woman had another mysterious identity, which made him very curious. Lin Zi and Lin Zikin found Lin Yunxi, who was healing the man's wounds, behind a large hidden tree. Mother, it's all settled. Lin Zi smiled and walked over with a cute face inviting credit that made people unable to help themselves. Lin Yunxi glared at him unhappily, it's settled, but you have also attracted two big troubles back. Lin Zi's short legs that were running happily almost fell to their knees. His complexion changed greatly, someone was following them and they actually didn't notice. Lin Zi quickly looked at his brother. Lin Zikin shook his head with a puzzled look, he didn't feel anyone behind him. Lin Yunxi's gaze seeped, sweeping over the two identical little faces one by one. In a cold voice, she said, get rid of them both, the cultivation of these two people is above us. When Lin Zi heard that, he really knelt down. He had a sad face, mother, you are bullying the baby again, the cultivation level is higher than both of us, aren't you letting your baby go to his death? Lin Zikin stood aside and did not say anything, he knew that his mother always had a sense of proportion in what she did, and would never let them do things that were too dangerous. Lin Yunxi quickly widened her eyes at Lin Zi, look at you this kind of no talent, Yun Chao Mu Rain after falling down the waves rolled in the sea, still did not die, this is not only did not die, but also got two treasures, said the disaster will not die will have a blessing afterwards. She was blessed with good fortune that no one can match. Hearing the movement behind, Lin Yunxi's eyes flashed a trace of impatience, Lin Zi, less nonsense, this way the trouble is caused by yourself, you go resolve it yourself, and I have to solve this big trouble that you picked up. Lin Yunxi glanced at the man with his eyes tightly closed, this one will definitely be a trouble. Lin Zi suddenly trotted to Lin Yunxi's side, as obsidian-like large eyes filled with aggression, even the voice is aggrieved to the point of heartache, mother, the tongue is long, the truth is iron, the people all along the way are after you, why do you put it all on Yir? Lin Yunxi slowly poured a mouthful of water to the man. Lin Yunxi looked at her son, her watery eyes flashed with sarcasm, Yir, it's not wrong to chase me, but it's you who pissed them off, you poisoned the people along the way, it's okay, that cesspool of dung water, you don't save it for people to water the roots of vegetables. You're pouring it all over those people, Lin Zi, you're really getting better and better, ah. You can't even show mercy to something as disgusting as manure. Mother, how can you say that? That's not like you, don't you always cherish life? I thought they would back off after splashing the manure, but I didn't know they would splash more and more. Lin Zi was even more aggrieved, that smelly dung water, he was willing to splash it? The smell of feces, was he willing to throw? This is not every time he was lucky enough to encounter only dung water. Mother, shut up, Lin Zi, we'll walk but shadow, we'll talk but reason, go. Your own things to solve their own. Lin Yunxi under the mask did not even frown a little. Lin Zi heard, instantly petrified, was this his mother or not? Looking at a heartless mother, Lin Zi quickly skimmed his mouth. The mother always has reasons not short, and the mouth is not soft, it seems that tonight he only resigned to fate. Since the matter was picked out by him, if he didn't hit back, it would be too humiliating. Ouch! Not far away suddenly came the cry of a small beast. The mother and son were instantly alert.